You're listening to The Takeout.
Hello and welcome to all of our cherished listeners in podcast land. This is your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm Major Garrett. You know my title. We won't get into that. Steve Shigaris, political director of CBS News and world's greatest podcast sidekick. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Major.
Our guest, Corey Lewandowski and Dave Bossie. They're significant players in the Trump world. They've also written a book about the Trump campaign. It is called Let Trump Be Trump. They are our special guest. Dave, Corey, hello.
Hey, Major, how are you doing?
Yeah, when I say that, you're supposed to respond.
Yeah, well,
you're supposed to respond.
Yeah, we're okay. New to this.
There we go. Very good.
I know
you're both very shy around microphones.
Very
shy around microphones. All right, Dave, we're going to bring three questions on you, and you're going to have to be prepared for them, even though you're not.
Okay.
Corey's had them. That's why he's not going to get them. We ask this of all of our guests during this part of The Takeout. One of your favorite movies, one of the most important books in your life, and you're on a long flight or a long drive, what kind of music are you most likely to listen to?
The movie that I enjoy the most, one of my favorite movies, it's the Clint Eastwood.
Unforgiven.
Unforgiven.
The Western.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a phenomenal film. And I'm a Clint Eastwood fan. I will say that I enjoyed Gran Torino. I think
acted
that that's
and directed by Clint Eastwood.
Absolutely. It's phenomenal.
Other than Let Trump Be Trump.
Well, that's the best. Let Trump Be Trump. I would just say Let Trump Be Trump is the greatest book other than the Bible.
Yes, other than the Bible.
Where have we heard that before?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Wait, I just stole that line.
Hold on. That was pretty good.
That was a pretty good seller, but this one's going to outdo it.
What about The Art of the Deal?
This one's going to outdo it.
Oh, okay. The Art of the Deal and the Bible.
Wasn't that number two for him?
It was. Okay. And then I'm a country music. I'm a Kenny Chesney. You know, so I listen to, no matter where I am in the country, I listen to No Shoes Radio. I'm a
on Sirius
XM. Yeah, I'm just a, you know, No Shoes Radio that is a been around about a year, and I just don't know where I would be without it. It is
excellent.
A fabulous, put you in the right frame of mind.
Where are you from originally? We know Corey's from Lowell, Massachusetts.
You know what? I was born in East Boston, actually. Oh. Even from a poorer section of town than Lowell.
Right by the airport.
That's right. Between the Logan Tunnel and the airport. Yeah. That's exactly right. We lived right under the path of the airplanes as they took off or landed. So I lived in and around Boston, in and around New York, in Michigan. And I've been in Montgomery County, Maryland since 1981.
So that explains the country music.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Now, what explains the country music is I'm married to a girl from Alabama. So we spend a lot of time, as much time as we can, with our kids fishing and hunting and being outdoors. So that is it's an important part of our life.
Shaggy, get to the part of the book about the food that candidate Trump most frequently ate.
Yeah. So we were talking about this, and I just want to say, you were talking about how he's family, he's a friend of yours. I don't understand how you let him order filet-o-fish sandwiches all the time, because that's it's sort of a garbage sandwich. I'm opening up a can of worms here.
There goes our sponsorship deal right
there.
No.
Is that more of our audiobook that just played?
No.
There are many other items on the...
Get in my belly!
Not the audiobook. Ladies and gentlemen, full disclosure, not the audio book.
Although it might have made the audio better. Right? Yeah, who knows?
Just about anything would have.
But this
a shot.
Wow.
That's a shot.
You know, Steve, look, when you let Trump be Trump,
he's always dropping the name of the book in there.
We had really four food groups on the campaign. We had McDonald's. We had Kentucky Fried Chicken, sometimes Chick-fil-A if we were really lucky. Pizza and Diet Coke. And that was our life because he was so busy.
And Oreos or Hydrox.
Running the campaign and doing events. We didn't sit down for a meal. You guys know this. You covered it. We ate after an 18-hour day on the flight back to the last stop. And he didn't eat the bread, so, you know, he wasn't into the carbs.
This is a guy, though, with a straight face, told People magazine in November 2015 that he lost 15 pounds on the campaign trail.
He did.
There's no eating all that garbage.
He
stood on stage under those lights.
Face.
Look, you saw him. He stood on stage under those lights for an hour at a time.
And the pounds melted away.
No, look, don't forget. We'd start the day at 6 a.m. He'd finish at 9 p.m. And then he gets one meal a day. So, you know, he gets one meal a day.
A bucket of KFC.
That wasn't a whole bucket. Two slices of chicken.
Okay. You know? How many phone calls does Donald Trump make in an average day?
100, maybe more. He's consistently on the phone.
Tell our audience what that is about and how it's part of his information gathering system.
That's exactly
what
it is.
That is so different from any other political actor I've ever encountered.
This man as a candidate, because he was not a professional politician and didn't have decades of policy experts around him, he learned every day on the campaign trail. He learned from talking to you, Major, being interviewed by you. He learned from being interviewed by Steve Bannon on the radio or Mark Levin on the radio. He learned from everybody around him, and so he spent
Major,
time on the phone.
Fantastic.
See?
Bertrand, Michigan.
Yeah, I remember that event.
That is beautiful. And so he learned, and that was an amazing part about him. And when we got ready for the debates, he would be on the phone taking calls and making calls from policy experts just to ask them what's the most important thing.
And bozos like me.
Well, that's right.
Right?
Now, so let's take that as a predicate. Policy experts gathering information, and yet, and you talk about, but we've both talked about this in the book and elsewhere, there is a arm's length relationship the president has to hardcore facts at times. He speaks a larger truth that his audience embraces and hears, but isn't actually always rooted in genuine facts. Why does that work? And why does it work for him and work for no other political actor I've ever seen?
Well, look, let's talk about Brian Ross for a moment, because he's another person that doesn't have a grasp on the facts. He just went on national television last week and set a national narrative that Joy Behar and others picked up and ran with and set a national and drove our Dow down 350 points and had an adverse effect on the economy for the day. And it was based in a false narrative, and they set a false narrative. And Brian Ross should not be on television doing this again. He was on ABC News live, and he just flat out lied to the American people. So, look, you know,
are you comparing the two?
No, I'm saying that you see across this media spectrum people who say the president isn't doing these things or the other, and they're not true. And so the president does speak from a 35,000-foot view, and I think it's very effective for him.
Corey?
Look, I looked today. Just this week, we saw a narrative that Robert Mueller's team had subpoenaed the bank records of Deutsche Bank. And, you know, every major media outlet in the country was running this story. And then about 4 hours later, 6 hours later, the Mueller investigators came out and said, unequivocally, not true. And then there's a retraction. So, you know, I think the president's frustration level.
CBS did not report
that. Other major outlets.
But are you saying it's okay for the president to then peddle falsehoods because the media is wrong sometimes?
No, he doesn't do that.
No, what he does is he goes directly to the American people with what is the truth. And if he didn't do that, the American people would be reliant on false narratives for so long, and nobody would push back, and he's done it so many times, and that is what has endeared him to the American people, is the ability to go directly to them.
And push back.
And push back, and fight for them, because they want a fighter.
Corey Lewandowski, Dave Bossy, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us on the Takeout Outtake Especial, and the full Takeout. It's been a really good time, and good luck with the book.
Thank you, Major.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
The Takeout is produced by Arden Fari and Katiana Krachenko. CBSN production by Alex Zuckerman and Eric Susanen. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Takeout Podcast. That's at Takeout Podcast. And for more, visit takeoutpodcast.com. The Takeout is a production of CBS News Radio.
Major Garrett, yes, CBS? Yes, hi.